millions of job openings in a market that remains hot. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the second day of April. Thanks for being with us again today. In other news, EV sales continue to drop, and we'll tell you why that is. The catfish farm and discrimination has made the news. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Amazon is turning its back on just walkout technology, and why. For the interview, you'll hear the story out of Galena, Illinois, where a young photographer with Down syndrome has, with his parents, opened up the River Bend Gallery. It's a great story with no end in sight for Jeffrey Michael. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, focusandfind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, the U.S. job market remains strong, even in the face of layoff news. The Labor Department reported that employers posted 8.76 million job vacancies in February. That was up from 8.75 million in January, and about what economists had forecast. The AP is reporting that the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, or JOLTS, showed that layoffs ticked up to 1.7 million in February from 1.6 million in January, the highest since March of 2023. The number of Americans quitting their jobs, that's a sign of confidence they can find better pay or working conditions elsewhere, rose modestly to 3.5 million. The high level of vacancies is a sign that the job market's strength and endurance is here for a long time. You know, when the Federal Reserve began raising its benchmark interest rates 2 years ago to combat inflation, most economists expected the higher borrowing costs to send the United States into a recession. But we all know that didn't happen, in part due to consumers and a job market that's on fire. Oh, one other thing. Unemployment? Well, unemployment is now at 3.9%, and that makes 25 straight months that the unemployment rate has been below 4%. Congratulations. Wall Street ended the day off by a bunch. Why? Strong data from manufacturing and a strong jobs report means that the Fed will be in no hurry to cut interest rates. That's the big story, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. You know, when gas prices were ticking upward to $5, $6, $7 a gallon, remember that? Well, the lure of electric vehicles was strong. Now that gas prices have moderated, $3.02 a gallon here in the greater Des Moines, Iowa market, EVs have lost their luster. Take, for example, what happened over at Tesla. The Associated Press is reporting that Tesla sales fell sharply last quarter. As competition increased worldwide, electric vehicle sales growth slowed, and price cuts failed to lure more buyers. The Austin, Texas company said it delivered 386,810 vehicles worldwide from January through March. That's almost 9% below the number that it sold the same quarter of last year. And it was the first year-over-year quarterly sales decline in nearly 4 years. Sales also fell short of even the most bearish Wall Street expectations. Auto industry analysts polled by FactSet were looking for 457,000 vehicle deliveries from Tesla. That's a shortfall of more than 15%. Like we said, even price cuts have not impacted the market. Well, here's the reality of why all this is going on. Early adopters are all in on EVs. However, there's a major downside when it comes to charging stations. Here's an example. Our friend Ken Chester, who does the nationally syndicated radio show, Tech Mobility, just reported that he took an EV to Chicago from Des Moines, Iowa. Now, that's usually a five-hour drive. But due to a lack of charging stations, that five-hour drive turned into an eight-hour drive, as he had to look and then wait to use charging stations that were not Level 3 machines. Yes, there are three levels of charging stations, but most companies fail to install the faster and more powerful Level 3 chargers. Hence, a five-hour trip turned into an eight-hour trip. That's not going to work long-term for the success of EVs. Here's a shocking story for you. It seems that a Mississippi catfish farm employed immigrant laborers from Mexico, but then paid them significantly more than local black farmhands. That's the claim, and two farms have just settled a lawsuit stemming from that complaint. Again, the Associated Press is reporting that Southern Migrant Legal Services and Mississippi Center for Justice sued Jerry Noble, his son Will Noble, and their farms in August on behalf of 14 black farm workers. The federal lawsuit said the black workers were systematically underpaid and denied job opportunities for years in favor of non-black foreign workers at Noble Fish Farms, which also raises corn and soybeans. The plaintiff's attorney said the lawsuit concluded on mutually agreeable terms under a confidential settlement. Now for the really awful part of this story. It was the eighth settlement on behalf of black farm workers who said they were pushed aside after higher-paid immigrants were hired at the farms in the Mississippi Delta, one of the poorest parts of the United States. Five of the settlements were reached without lawsuits being filed. Now, three of the filed lawsuits were against farms in Sunflower County, which is about 100 miles northwest of Jackson. The county's population is just under 24,500. And get this, about 74% of the residents are, yes, black. It's day two of the second quarter, and Wall Street sank yet again. The Dow came off session lows to close at 39,170. The blue chips lost 396 points. Meanwhile, the Nasdaq fell by 156 points to finish the day at 16,240, and the S&P 500 shed 37 points to close at 5205. Why? Well, investors are taking some profits from the high-flying first quarter, and they are worried that the central bank may not cut rates anytime soon, and maybe it won't even happen in June. That fear tanked Wall Street along with some bad news from Tesla. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude had a field day, gaining $1.73 to close at $85.44 a barrel. Lots of factors there, from the war in Ukraine to OPEC Plus cutting production by 2.2 million barrels a day in the hope that it will drive up prices, which, of course, it has. The yield on the 10-year Treasury gained again, and at news time was 4.353%. And finally, there is this, and this is about Amazon turning its back on its Just Walkout payment technology. The retail giant is planning new Amazon Fresh grocery stores, but none will include Just Walkout payments. Instead, these stores will rely on dash carts that automatically scan items and tally a customer's total bill as they shop. One Amazon executive said the change would better serve budget-conscious shoppers and those buying more than just a few items. It's not just new stores that will ditch Just Walkout. The company also plans to revamp some old Amazon Fresh locations. All right, stick with us and click ahead for a great story about a world-class photographer by the name of Jeffrey Michael. Jeffrey has been doing photography since he was a teenager. In 2016, the family made the move from Chicago to Galena, Illinois, and opened the River Bend Gallery that features Jeffrey's work. Now, at age 30, Jeffrey, who has Down syndrome, has his work hanging in all 50 states and many other nations. If you want a feel-good story, click ahead. And thanks for being here.